Here's an animal that hasn't been seen in the Black Hills for a long, long time. This is a pika. It's sort of like a cross between a rabbit and a gerbil. Pikas love the cold. And today, pikas live only in high mountain areas. But during the last ice age, they had a much bigger range. However, ice age pikas were not confirmed in the Black Hills until now.
And they're really distinctive. It's sort of like finding a 1944 nickel with the year written on it. You look at it and go, yep, that's what it is.
Dr. Jim Mead is a professor at East Tennessee State University who's also with the Mammoth Site in Hot Springs. He is among the scientists who have joined in to help study the fossils found at the entrance of Persistence Cave. Mead says pikas are just one of at least 22 species discovered in the initial samples taken from the cave so far.
As a paleontologist, I'm intrigued, one, because of the amount of bone and then the diversity of species that we're getting. So this is telling us that because we took just a grab bag over this last year, that this thing is really just going to balloon into a very exciting excavation.
Once scientists finish excavating fossils, cavers will begin the meticulous process of mapping and exploring the new cave. That could start later this summer. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.